Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Indeed, the time to go in-depth in the world of real estate with our local expert, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Mary, welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here.
So today, digging into a number of things that people can rely on when they're looking at homes, price per square foot. Now, you say that number could be a little misleading.
Yeah, Kyle, it definitely can. So it's a popular way to compare homes quickly. But if you rely too much on it, you can miss some really important details that actually drive a home's value.
And what are some of those details?
Well, let's start with the condition of the home. So a fully updated house with new flooring, a remodeled kitchen, and modern systems is worth a lot more than a home the same size that hasn't been touched in decades. Price per square foot doesn't capture that.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about location?
Well, location's a huge factor. So a home with a mountain or river views, or it's on a quiet street or a desirable school zone can command a premium. So even if it's the same size as one on a busy road or near industrial zoning.
And what else can throw off that price per foot calculation?
So a few big ones. So what you can't see in the price are outbuildings like shops or barns, detached guest units, garages that can fit multiple cars, or even a pool or extensive landscaping. All of those add real value, but don't get factored into the price per square foot.
Wow. So you could really be missing a ton of value if you're only looking at that square footage number.
Right. And another key factor, so the current market. So if there are only a handful of homes for sale and they're going quickly, pricing may reflect that demand. So on the flip side, if you're competing against several similar homes, pricing could be adjusted to stay competitive. So square footage doesn't alone tell you where a home stands in that context.
So homes market position, how fast others are selling or how many are available, can also influence price then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why relying on square footage alone is risky. So real estate is local, it's dynamic and based on many variables, and it's not just a math formula.
So what is the best way for someone to know what a home is really worth?
So a professional comparative market analysis, or a CMA as they're commonly called, that considers all the factors we just talked about. Condition, location, features, outbuildings, current competition, and market demand. So it gives a much clearer picture of true value.
So your team does these all the time?
Yes, and we love helping people get clarity. So whether you're buying, selling, or just curious, we're here to help you make informed decisions and make sure you're getting a CMA that accounts for all those factors.
All right, now let's take a look at the latest numbers in our local real estate market. May 9th through the 15th. So what are we seeing out there?
Yeah, so we've got some great activity to report. So let's break it down. Gosh, in the last 7 days, we had 63 new listings hit the market, which is the highest weekly total we've seen all month. That brings us to 215 new listings over the last 4 weeks. So a strong sign of seller confidence.
Wow, what about pending sales?
So pending sales also rose to 44 this week, which is the highest weekly total as well. So we're now at 147 pendings total for the past 4 weeks. So that's some really good buyer activity we're seeing.
What about back on the market homes?
Yeah, back on the market was at 14 this week and 66 total for the month. So this means some deals are falling through, often due to inspections or financing, but those listings are getting a second chance.
And that word I didn't know about till we started this feature, bumpable. Talk about that.
Yeah. So we also saw 6 bumpable transactions this week, which brought the monthly total to 8. So these are transactions where offers are accepted with a contingency, but can be bumped by another offer that doesn't have a contingency of selling their home.
So price changes. This is interesting to watch.
Yeah, price changes stayed high at 62 this week with 223 total over the past month. So this shows sellers are adjusting their pricing to stay competitive, especially as inventory grows.
And how are we looking at sold properties?
So sold properties dipped to 21 this week, bringing us to 125 closings total over the last 4 week period.
Any expired listings?
Yeah, we saw 8 expired listings hit this week with a total of 44 for the last 4 weeks. So these are the homes that didn't sell in their listing period. often due to pricing or condition.
And what about coming soon listings?
So coming soon listings held steady at 3 this week. We've seen 18 over the past 4 weeks, which tell us sellers are still preparing to enter the market soon.
So overall, inventory is rising and we're still seeing stronger buyer activity.
Absolutely. More listings are hitting the market. We're also seeing high levels of pending sales and showings. Homes that are well-priced and move-in ready are still moving quickly, and pricing strategies are more important than ever.
All right, now let's get to one of our favorite parts of this, highlighting the hottest new listings hitting the market this week. Looks like you've got a fresh lineup for us.
Yes, Kyle, we sure do. So the Douglas County market is buzzing with great new homes, from vintage charmers to updated custom builds. Let's dive into what just hit the market. So first up, we've got a classic 1930s bungalow at 547 Northeast Winchester Street, just down the road from us. It's priced at $284,900, four bedrooms, one bathroom, and just over 1,500 square feet on a 0.22-acre lot. The home offers vintage character, rounded arches, built-ins, and a cozy fireplace, plus a new roof and fenced yard with RV parking. And we give a shout-out to Tammy Ellison at eXp Realty for this one.
And that one has got some great landscaping, too, that sort of makes it hide a little bit from the traffic going by.
Yeah, definitely. You don't notice it when you're driving by.
Yeah, so what else is catching your eye this week?
I think this is interesting. This week, there are three homes that went on the market on Wildfern Drive in Winchester.
So really?
I know. There's hardly anything that comes on that street. And if you don't know that neighborhood, it's beautiful. Mature landscaping. It's got the HOA, has got a in-ground pool and private tennis courts. So cool neighborhood. But 356 Wildfern Drive in Winchester just came on. This is a five-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath with nearly 2,700 square feet on almost half an acre. It's got two primary suites, mountain views, and of course, access to the community pool and tennis courts, offered at $599,900, listed by Jennifer Kramer at RE/MAX.
And like you said, Wildfern Drive, really a popular place, and you said you have more.
That's right, two more. So there's a stunning chalet-style home at 148 Wildfern Drive, listed at $629,900, three bedrooms, three baths, and a separate guest suite over the garage. Over 3,400 square feet with lots of decks. Of course, it also has access to the pool and sport courts, listed by Rich Rayner at Heritage Real Estate.
Wow, Wildfern, kind of wild this week. Any more from the neighborhood?
Yeah, so one more. This is a beauty at 370 Wildfern Drive, just hit the market at $659,000. This home offers three bedrooms, three bathrooms, and over 3,200 square feet. Tons of recent updates, including a new roof, quartz kitchen, and an upgraded HVAC. Huge deck, sunset views, and you have the same access to the tennis and neighborhood pool, listed by Najla Slater at Berkshire Hathaway.
Wow, quite a lineup there already, but I know you've got more in other parts of town.
Yeah, so over in West Roseburg, 2735 West J Avenue, fully updated farmhouse with three bedrooms, an office, and a huge carport that fits your RV, boat, or multiple vehicles. New appliances, fresh paint, and a cozy front porch, all for $332,000. Listed by David Jakes at Alpine Real Estate.
And before we go, what about open houses happening this weekend?
Yeah, so open houses. 105 Little Brook is open today, starting at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. $165,000. This is the 55-plus gated community known as Little Brook. This home is amazing. Also, between 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. today, 1069 Little Valley Road. This is listed at $569,500. It's almost 1,800 square feet on 1 acre. And then wrapping it up, out in Glide, 369 Upper Camp Loop Road. This house is on 1 acre, almost 3,000 square feet with five bedrooms, $755,000. And that's open from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. today.
All right, so a lot of open houses always going on. And like you said, things like this time of year seems like it's pretty busy.
Yeah, sun's out, everyone's getting busy, houses are looking great.
So if people want to get connected with your group, how do they do that?
So if these homes caught your ear, visit marygilbert.com for photos, virtual tours, and open house info, or give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
That wraps up Local Real Estate Today on the Morning Report.